Did you know between 700,000 to 850,000 new immigrants arrive each year illegally to the U.S., and about 8 million are in the workforce, contributing $13 billion in 2010 for Social Security payroll taxes? Many of today's most used products come from businesses made and run by immigrants, such as eBay and Google. However, the construction of newer, successful businesses could end if the government comes up with laws that negatively affect immigrants. Since Trump became president, the only thing that he has been doing is drawing legal challenges and public protests. Trump has also signed several executive orders in order to end TPS and DACA, which was what Obama created in order to provide temporary legal relief to undocumented immigrants. The president has been able to severely limit the admission of refugees, even though the court has rulings against him. Trump also lowered the annual cap on refugee admission to 45,000, the lowest figure since Congress passed the Refugee Act of 1980. The Congress has also not been able to reach an agreement on a comprehensive immigration reform for years. Adding on, immigration has been a touchstone of the U.S. political debate for decades, as policymakers must weigh competing economic, security, and humanitarian concerns. Four countries that had some of these problems were Belgium, Greece, Japan, and Saudi Arabia. In Belgium, there was a lack of a functional national government for more than a year, with what's a modern record for any nation. In Greece, 2 decades of nepotistic government hiring and swelling union wages have led the Greek economy in a shambles. Women were being arrested for driving, but despite threats of arrest by the religious police, female activists still recording themselves driving on Saudi Arabia roads. Deep distrust between the government and business leaders has hamstrung Japan's ability to open itself more to the world economy and becoming over-dependent on exports. Entering a new country is very challenging, from making the decision to leave to trying to adapt in the new country. Being away from loved ones could be a cause for depression, and although calling them can lessen the pain, it's not the same as having them physically next to you. A problem that many face is the language barriers, which could increase stress, reduce self-esteem, and create more social isolation, and both children and adults can be equally affected from migrating to a new country. Today's government is the only one who can create certain laws to protect all the people in your country, including those not born here. Political and economic issues are the main causes for why people want to leave their country and come to the U.S., where there are more opportunities for them. Entering a new country comes with challenges, which could be overcome with a lot of hard work and effort. Currently, there is a group of people coming from Central America to the U.S. who are looking for opportunities that they don't have in their countries. With more people in our country, the U.S. economy could rise and more job opportunities could open up. We need to put ourselves in their shoes, realize how hard they work, and support them.